following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on today's program. Coming up, our Loper Lake. We'll catch up with Brady Bonzel as they get ready for the indoor track season. We'll talk about the meet that they've got coming up this weekend. Also, we'll be talking with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm in Jim Holton. Holton getting ready for his second big week here with three games coming up starting tonight at Omaha. Plus, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Midway PBR and a whole lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Oh, Randy Bushcutter, do we care about Alabama?
It's one of the premier programs in the country, blah, blah, blah. Is Saban going? Where is he going? I was just talking earlier with Jeff, our producer, that this Mac Brown thing to me is just kind of unfair. Why don't we let him announce his decision on his terms or the university?
What?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Crazy idea that you actually get a
you
make your own exit strategy.
Of the 80s. What are you doing?
I know. It's crazy. And that is just really kind of the difference today with blogging, with Twitter accounts, with the 24-hour news cycle. Those days are kind of a thing of the past, but you know, like when Osborne decided to retire, and he kind of was able to do it on his own term, make the announcement on his own terms. Just the speculation that comes up, you know, that with Pelini, this is just another example where it feeds itself, it takes on its own life. You just can't have, you can't just ignore something. You know, people are making up stories just to fill news time.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out, but it's the best in reality TV right now.
Yeah. Real life is the best of reality TV because we televise everything now.
Hey, coming up here in about an hour, the University of Nebraska, Kearney, is going to find out if it will be hosting any of the upcoming NCAA championships and regionals and all that. The NCAA site selection show begins at noon. And there's 23 different sports that they'll announce. UNK is one of four cities vying for the Division II wrestling championships, and they're also in the mix for the Elite Eight volleyball. For wrestling, they're going against St. Louis, Sioux Falls, and Waterloo, Iowa. Volleyball, they're going against Sioux Falls and then Pensacola and Tampa, Florida.
But they're also multiple years, too.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I hate that. Why are we in 2013, 14? A, how come we don't know where the 2015 site for wrestling is? And B, why are we also making the 2018 site known? Lots of things, and I'm talking at this Division II level, they change so rapidly. I mean, who knows who's going to be wrestling in Division II in 2018? I mean, the number one team in the country has only been in Division II for the last couple of years, Notre Dame of Ohio. And what's to say that that's not a place that would want to host a championship? Same way with volleyball.
Well, I mean, on the other end of it, UNO won a national championship in wrestling, and while they were celebrating, they were told that the program was dismantling.
Yeah, we're also going to find out about golf through 2018. Warrie Dunes and UNK and the Kearney Country Club are trying to put together bids for that as well. So we'll know a little bit after noon if the Lopers will get any of those facilities. One thing they won't get, track. Don't have one. That's why it's amazing what Brady Bonsall and his kids do. It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter welcoming in the head cross country and track and field coach, Brady Bonsall. Brady, it's a lot easier to run cross country. You can just go anywhere, right?
Right. Hey, we've got the Kearney Country Club, and so you guys failed to note that we're in the running for we've at least made a bid to host the regional meet for a few years. But you know, the things you guys were talking about, the not knowing where a championship's going to be next year. But then on the flip side, now we're stretching it all the way out to 2018. You guys are asking the same questions, honestly, that a lot of the coaches are asking. So you're stating things that come up in my conversations with others in coaching.
Brady, we've talked about this with probably all the coaches. Why does there seem to be so much disconnect between the people that run Division II organizations and what the actual coaches and athletic directors of these Division II programs want? I think just about everybody agrees that there is just it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, there is a disconnect, and the why I don't know. But you know, there are some interesting the Division I, just something we're dealing with right now in track and field. The Division I competition committee put forward basically a new rule where Division I schools need to make sure that they have a certain number of competitions against Division I only schools in terms of for qualifying for the national championship. Well, the rule is geared more towards so that you don't have KU playing Emporia State in basketball and having that game count when they look at their record at the end of the year for the NCAA tournament. The trickle down is, you have Division II, Division III, NAIA schools going to track meets hosted by Division I schools all the time, and now you've got some Division I. You know, we can't go to the Iowa State Classic this year because Iowa State has decided internally that their interpretation of that rule is they're only going to have Division I schools at their meets. So it's just kind of, and the rule was never intended for that, but yet that's the trickle down. So sometimes you have people making decisions but not really thinking through the practical aspects of that for all sports, basically. So you asked why. I really don't know why, but yeah, those things definitely happen.
Coach, I'll ask you one thing, and Randy's got some to get into the track here, but we haven't talked to you since the end of the cross-country season. The men made it out to the national tournament, kind of put a ribbon on their season.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, first the women being conference runner-ups was great. They went into the regional meet, and really there were four qualifying spots on the women's team, and there were seven teams in contention for it. We ended up seventh out of those. But as I had told the gals, if you had asked any coach in the region to sit down and list who the top seven teams in the region were going to be at the end of the year, every coach in the region could list six of those correctly, and the one that they would have gotten wrong was our gals. You know, I, at the end of the year, for my most improved athlete of the year, named the women's team as the most improved athlete on the women's side. To go from 15th, 16th, or whatever we were at the regional meet last year, up to 7th, and really very much, I mean, at 7th, we were much closer to 4th than we were to 8th, if that makes sense. And really with basically the same group of guys. We graduated one person who was our school record holder in the mile and picked up one freshman who was making a contribution. Otherwise, it was the same team. And so I just couldn't say more about my women's team and how well they did. And the men's side, you know, at the national meet, we didn't hit it out of the park. We didn't have the best meet we possibly could. But what you find out at the national meet a lot of times is if you're just pretty good, you're going to come out pretty well. So we had not been in the national rankings all year until after regionals. And then we went into the national meet ranked 22nd, ended up 17th, moved up. I think they had the chip mats out there so they could tell what the score was. At the halfway point, we were in 23rd. And I would even bet with 400 meters to go, we were in 20th, 21st, because we passed a lot of people late in the race and moved up to 17th. So, you know, I think they all kind of looked back individually, and, you know, you can always look back and, hey, we could have done this better or that better. And maybe if we had completely maxed out, would have been about 13th, but 14th maybe, but 17th, we were definitely pleased with that.
Brady, you don't have a whole lot of time to rest on your laurels. You got the UNK pre-holiday invitational coming up, starting at 4 o'clock on Friday with the pentathlon, the heptathlon, most of the action on Saturday. Talk a little bit about who's coming into town and about the event itself.
Yep, it's not a huge meet. Most teams will put together a December meet that's fairly small, low-key, kind of pretty manageable meet. If not, you know, again, those distance people just finished up cross-country, so it's not really geared towards those folks. It's more the sprinters, the jumpers, the throwers. You know, Dylan Schroat, who's an All-American forest in the heptathlon, you know, a goal for him this weekend is that can we put a mark up here in December that we know will qualify him for nationals, because then that can kind of influence how we put together the rest of the season for him. Same thing with, you know, Jackie Zinke in the shot put. You know, last week she threw one in an intra-squad kind of scrimmage that if she can throw that on Friday, she'll be qualified for nationals. So, you know, it's to try to get some marks in early from a national qualifying standpoint, and for the rest of our crew, just get them an opportunity to get out and compete before we head off for break.
Brady Bonzo with us for another minute here on our Loper Link. Expectations for this indoor track season are what, Brady?
To be as good as we can be, as it always is. And so, you know, we have a little bit better handle. We were just talking about this in the office this morning. A little bit better handle on what the MIAA is. You know, we could see it on paper. We knew what it was about. But I think for our athletes to experience it, and we were just talking about how, you know, you want competing at a high level to become normal. So, you know, when those eight guys that went to the National Meet and Cross Country Forest get that apparel that the NCAA sends them, they'll get that here in a few weeks for having competed, and they wear that stuff at practice. Now people going to national meets becomes a little bit more normal. The more people you see wearing those things around is good. Same thing with the MIAA. If you're competitive, and in most events, if you're competitive at the MIAA level, you know, you're competing against people who are going to be competing at the national meet. And so you want that to become normal, not something that's special in a sense. You want it to just be if that's who I compete against, then I'm competing at that national meet too. And when I go there, I expect to do well because it's the same people I see at the conference meet.
Brady, were you part of the evacuation yesterday?
What evacuation? Didn't even know about it.
Brady Bonzo, head track and cross country coach at UNK. He'll be at the Loper Luncheon tomorrow at the Kearney Country Club. Brady, we'll let you get off to class. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Take care. A reminder that tomorrow the Winter Sports Luncheon is going on at the Kearney Country Club. Not only UNK, but Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches will be on hand. The Doug and Daddy Show will be there tomorrow. It gets underway right about 12 noon, where you'll hear about wrestling and track and swimming and basketball and all that tomorrow at the Kearney Country Club. So join us for that. Yeah, I happened to be driving by the campus yesterday where the old bookstore used to be, and I mean, there's just a ton of people just walking out. I mean, there's Chancellor Christensen. There's Daryl Morris. There's Todd Gatula. Man, one of those three is not.
One of those things is not like.
And there's
the
a whole bunch of people. And I'm going, what are they doing? Taking a Christmas card picture or what's going on here? Then I found out via our social messaging this morning that there was an evacuation because somebody burnt popcorn. Was that the deal?
I think it was, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Some sort of smell went off and somebody pulled the fire alarm, which is what you do when you smell.
But it looked orderly.
Yeah.
I will say it looked orderly.
It wasn't run for your lives.
No,
that was good.
Everybody's in good shape. A lot of other things going on with UNK. For the men, the basketball team will host Bellevue University, who's 7-2, preseason nationally ranked in the NAIA. That game is coming up tomorrow night at the Health and Sports Center, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock. And let me just double-check, because the new men's rankings from the NAIA did come out. And Bellevue is ranked 14th in the country, so a challenge tomorrow. Then the men and women will host Lincoln University on Saturday at 5:30 and 7:30. The wrestling team is off to the York Open on Saturday. We just talked about the track, and that's what's going on with the Lopers. Wrestling over the weekend, they had four wrestlers finish in the top three at Fort Hays: Hunter Bamford and Mark Fiala third. Connor Bowling is second, along with Ivan De Leon. In basketball, the Lopers fell to a Southwest Baptist on Saturday, so that was their last outing on the basketball court. Oh, what else do we got here for the Lopers? Well, the volleyball season came to an end since we last talked.
Yeah, that was – and just it's frustrating for them because they looked so good the first two games and just couldn't throw the knockout punch to stay alive in the first round.
So their senior seasons, three of them come to an end in that final match in the five-set loss to Central Missouri. Katie Sokolowski and Ashley Leitner both were past the 1,000 kill mark. And the Division II All-American volleyball team came out today. And I was
Is there just, anybody outside of that region? That's what the story would be, because, I mean, that region was so loaded.
And I'm double checking here on a variety of things, but there were no UNK volleyball players to be named All-American at all on one of the top teams in the country, which I just went, huh? And Peter Yazvak told me that, and I had to double check here, so I'm double checking with him that nobody made All-Region. I thought Sokolowski was an All-Region selection,
but that would make sense.
But anyway, so that's what you've got going there. And Cole Manhart, he continues to lead this Loper football team. He is first team All Central Region and up for those All-American honors. He was a unanimous MIAA selection as well. So congratulations to Cole Manhart, and that is our Loper link brought to you by Russ Smith, Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Coming up on the show at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm. We've got more to get to, including our PBR tickets. So stay with us. Andy from Midway is going to slide in and talk with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show momentarily, as well as they're one of the big sponsors of what's going on out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. So a lot going on, Randy.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. That PBR, if you haven't ever been to one, you should try it at least once.
Have you ever ridden the mechanical bull, which will be on hand? No, see, you can't even think about it.
So
you either did or you didn't.
Well, I was...
I got on one.
No. That's not the story. I was in line. I don't recall. I don't think I finished it. No, I didn't.
But did you get on and it actually moved?
No. I didn't. I didn't get
on. You chickened out.
No, I had to go.
Which is fine.
I had to go. Things were occurring. It was a long time ago. Things were occurring. And it wasn't. It wasn't here. It wasn't at that event.
Thank you.
Things were occurring, if I remember the evening correctly.
More sports coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But our buddy Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships in. And, you know, I can tell you've been working out, getting in shape, because we're going to be riding bulls on Saturday night. Now, which one are you getting on, the real one or the mechanical one?
Well, there's
PBR,
actually...
Midway Challenge, Saturday night, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Big Andy coming out of shoot three.
Well, I was actually going to give a shout-out to the Kearney Parks and Recreation, because I have been doing some fall league basketball to get in shape for this bull riding event. And just want to throw this out there. We did go ahead and get our first victory last weekend against a team that actually had five players on the court. We'd won one earlier. It was 4-on-5. We didn't feel good about that. But we actually beat a team 5-on-5. So, you know what, folks? If we can beat a team in fall league basketball, I can ride a bull. Now, I'm not saying for 8 seconds, but, I mean, I even made a three-pointer. You know, I mean, it was big, but
Not bad for a football player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always wanted to be a basketball player. You can ask Mike Hersberg, who's now the Grand Island Northwest girls basketball coach. He will agree that not bad for a football player. Coach, I always wanted to be a basketball player, but I just thought I'd stick with what I was good at.
Well, and one of the things, it's going to be a great event, as it always is, Saturday night, but it's more of Midway doing for the community. Your name is not just attached to everything. The time is donated, and at this giving time of the season, which has been going on throughout the community, it's not just in December for Midway, and it's not just on the car lot during December.
Well, and to be honest with you, I mean, if we had our choice, December is always one of the busiest months out of the year, especially for business and just holidays and everything. If we had our choice, we'd love to do the PBR in, you know, September, October. You know, that would make more sense for us. But you know what? Everybody loves that December PBR deal. And that's why we get involved. We understand the community really enjoys it. We actually have a Ram advocate, somebody from Ram who is a works for the manufacturer. He's going to actually be out there. We're going to have a couple trucks on the concourse, a couple outside. We're going to be doing some ride-in drives.
Cool.
He's going to actually be going over the inventory and literally talking about it and just making sure that everybody's aware of it, making sure everybody's aware of the deals. And it's going to be awesome. You know, I know that we have about 20, 25, 30 employees going out there, and they really enjoy it. And it is. It's a great show. It's funny. I never would have thought that I would say I love going out to the PBR. It's just, it's not what you think it is. It's entertainment at its finest. And that's what people really need to understand. But we also got some other stuff going on this month. We're going to be selling some trucks and trying to get rid of some of this inventory. It's the 2013 Big Finish event, and that's going to be at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Okay, just was talking about the other day about selection up at the Chevrolet store. Same thing down here at the Ram store. We actually have over 60 Rams to choose from, 2013s to 2014s. Select Rams right now up to $10,000 off. And for those of you that qualify for the small business owners incentive, if you guys own a small business out there, just have to provide a Schedule C or Schedule F, or there's a couple different things, get in there, ask the guys about it. But you can actually qualify for an extra $1,000 more and up to $1,500. So on that Ram I was talking about, you could literally go ahead and take up to $11,000 off if you're a small business owner. We've seen some snow out there. This is happening. Jeep Grand Cherokees, the all-new, completely brand-new Jeep Cherokee is also there, too. Also got some great deals on Chrysler 200s, Dodge Darts. Don't forget about the last domestic minivan, the Chrysler Town & Country, and the Dodge Grand Caravan. We've got a ton of huge things going on this month. The best way that I can tell you to get all the information is just get on down there. Go talk to Chad Randles, talk to John Ruckert, Jaden Roberts, all the guys down at the Chrysler store, and they're going to go ahead and get you taken care of.
Folks, Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships, you can talk to them down on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can also go online to thinkmidway.com. Happy holidays, buddy.
Hey, you too, man.
We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Redefine yourself with the new Refirm Now. Because no matter who you are, now is the time.
I'm taking the new Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
With Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition, you can get the weight loss results you want. Stop dwelling on failed diets in the past. Or telling yourself you'll start to get healthy later. Now is the time to lose the extra weight. Now is the time to get healthy. Now is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and pick up the new Refirm Now.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak. Both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, neighbor. I have a list of things that need fixing, and my husband needs tools.
Easy. Right now, we have great deals on tools and tool accessories, like DeWalt accessory sets, each only $9.99.
Nice. I can take care of his wish list, and he can take care of mine.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by now through Saturday and save on great gifts, like select DeWalt power tool accessories for only $9.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Offer valid now through December 31st at participating stores. Store stock only.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com. Partly sunny skies today with temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds variable 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to near 6 above. Right now, it's 12.
Good to Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, other than the national championship game, which BCS Bowl is the best? Randall, which is your vote? You've got the Orange Bowl, Clemson, Ohio State. You've got the Fiesta Bowl, Baylor, Central Florida. You got the Rose Bowl, Stanford, Michigan State. You got the Sugar Bowl, Alabama, and Oklahoma. Which one of those is the best?
I like the granddaddy of them all. I think that Rose Bowl game is going to be an interesting matchup. I think Michigan State is better than people give them credit for, and I think Stanford might be better than people give them credit for. And 1A of my choice would be the Orange Bowl. I think Clemson and game with Ohio State would be pretty high scoring. That'll be a lot of fun, too.
Well, you agree with the majority or the folks that like Stanford, Michigan State, 47%, 27% Alabama, Oklahoma, 20% Clemson, Ohio State, Baylor, Central Florida, 6%. You know, I just feel a little bit bad for Baylor.
They deserve better.
Well, yeah. Why is Oklahoma playing Alabama? Shouldn't that be Baylor?
Yeah, it absolutely should be Baylor. Baylor is a better team, and that's the tougher matchup. You know, but again, it's, you know, Baylor isn't that name brand just yet. Oklahoma,
when we get to
is.
The BCS, you shouldn't be getting jobbed. If you're in, you should be getting your best, and that's what happened to Baylor. And again, this is nitpicking because it just seems like, okay, it's Baylor. We'll give them the non-BCS school in Central Florida, and we see that every single year.
Yeah, and it makes it tougher for Baylor to build that program where they want it to be, and it's unfair to them.
Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, which non-BCS bowl game has the best matchup? Jeffrey has given us four to choose from. LSU, Iowa in the Outback. Louisville, Miami of Florida in the Russell Athletic. Oregon, Texas in the Alamo. Wisconsin, South Carolina in the Capital One.
I think I kind of like the Texas-Oregon game. That's intriguing.
Really?
Well, except I do think Oregon's a lot better than Texas. Yeah. But it'll be a contrast in styles a little bit. And if Mac Brown's coaching for his, I think
they will pound Texas. Pound.
Well, I think the same thing's going to happen to LSU to Iowa. Louisville, Miami, Florida might be competitive. Yeah, Wisconsin, South Carolina. All right, let's go Capital One. Wisconsin, South Carolina.
Mark Schlabaugh voted the Nebraska, Georgia out of the 35 bowls is the 10th best. He's got it number 10. I was shocked. I figured it'd be way down towards the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, the place to vote for our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Phone number here is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address is at ESPN1460-1550, and the Facebook is ESPN Superstation. So you can check all that out and join us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, because coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday night's PBR. And when we come back, we're going to talk with the new head coach. We've had him on once, but he actually is in studio
in person, live and in color.
You know, and he brought that Schaffrin kid with him, too, or the Schaffrin kid brought the new coach. I can't remember. I'm guessing that was probably exactly what happened here.
Can I go with you?
Get me out of this office! Jim Holton will join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Before you drive off to see your in-laws for the holidays, you should change your oil. Now at Napa, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. So pick up the oil change special at Napa, because you wouldn't want to get stranded on the road and not be able to go see your, well, maybe you would, but your wife will never forgive you. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/13.
Hey, neighbor, I have a list of things that need fixing, and my husband needs tools.
Easy. Right now, we have great deals on tools and tool accessories, like DeWalt accessory sets, each only $9.99.
Nice. I can take care of his wish list, and he can take care of mine.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by now through Saturday and save on great gifts, like select DeWalt power tool accessories for only $9.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid now through December 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by WeatherEye.com. Partly sunny skies today with temperatures holding fairly steady. Winds variable 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to near 6 above. Right now, it's 12.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, it's time to get geared up. Maybe get yourself a big-time present. You know what? And you can do that with T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. T&L is there for you if you need a new pivot system for 2014 for your field to help make life easier and put a little more money in your pocket. I know the banker always smiles when you put more money in his pocket.
They're fans of that.
They like that. They like that. So T&L Irrigation, safe hydrostatically powered design, provides continuous movement to eliminate hassles. You can talk to your local T&L dealer today, or maybe it's just time to schedule your T&L for that yearly maintenance. You can contact your local T&L dealer if you're not sure who that is, or if you're interested in more of what T&L has to offer, you can visit them online at TLIRR.com. That's TLIRR.com, out of their worldwide headquarters, serving all of the United States and 60 countries worldwide from Hastings, Nebraska. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works. Well, the Tri-City Storm, They didn't ease the new coach, Jim Holton, in here. A lot of hockey in a couple of weeks, and it starts tonight at Omaha. They had three games last week, went 1-2, had a record-breaking performance on Saturday, and then tonight they're going to go against, if not the best goaltender, one of the best goaltenders in the USHL, and Jim Holton joins us here in the Doug and Daddy Show studios. Coach, great to meet you. How are you doing?
Very good.
Let's flip that thing on. See, what a start. What a start.
Yeah.
Did you shut that off?
No, Randy. I thought you were in charge of it. I thought we had a producer for a reason, too.
You thought I showed up late. Coach, let's just start with where you have settled in here? It's always going to take a little bit of time, but where do you feel you're at since taking over the program?
Well, I finally started to feel comfortable, I think, with the group and with some of the changes we've made on the weekend. And despite going 1-3, I thought we deserved a better fate, especially in the second game against Des Moines. We had 55 shots, ran into a red-hot goaltender, and that's going to happen. But I think the byproduct of it was we walked away feeling good about ourselves, and that kind of pushed us into the Cedar Rapids game. And then we finally had a bit of a breakthrough there. We scored some goals, which we've been desperately seeking, and again, got the big win, and it really made us feel good about ourselves. And I think moving forward, it's going to help into this week.
Randy, I got to ask you a question because Randy's the hockey fan. He's the hockey knowledgeable person around here. Loves hockey. I know what the blue line is. You know, I know how many.
I don't
guys,
know what it's for, but he knows what it is.
But it's out there. Here's what I want to know. Like if you're in basketball and a 3-point shooter gets hot, you might give him a little hip after that fifth one goes through. You know, you got somebody that's scoring on the ice. You might throw him into the board a little bit harder. You got a guy that stopped. Let's say he gets to 35, 40 shots on you. Isn't it time to rush the net and maybe knock it off the post and wake him up a little bit? I mean, does that go on?
Well, absolutely it does. I mean, you're always walking the line, right? I mean, you have to be careful, but you want to make life difficult is the expression we use, and you want to try to make them battle through bodies and see pucks. And we have an expression about funneling pucks and bodies to the blue ice, which is the crease. And, I mean, again, you're trying to walk right to the edge of the line without going over, and you're right, you ran a hot goalie. But this kid, obviously, he fought through some traffic. There was two or three saves where I'm sure he couldn't see it, and he somehow fought through and used good positioning. And you know what? That happens in sports. You have to tip your cap to them. And for our guys, we just kept firing away. And again, that was when we were in the midst of a huge offensive slump. And it's ironic in 24 hours, but we see it all the time, no matter what the sport is. All of a sudden, we flip it around. We score in the first shift against Cedar Rapids. We feel a lot better about ourselves, and we kind of take off from there.
Coach, one of the things that you kind of mentioned before, that you kind of have to take ownership of the team, you're getting to know them, they're getting to know you, that sort of thing, that transition. One of the things I thought was kind of interesting was the decision that with the team captains and that sort of thing. You know, I assume there were team captains leading up to this moment. Talk a little bit about the process that you kind of went through in terms of coming up with the guys who are your captain and your three assistants.
Well, there hadn't been anything named officially. There was nothing on the jerseys, which kind of surprised me because that's normally something you get away, you get looked after in the preseason. And I think it was just an issue that was lingering in the dressing room. And I personally think that the season A's are overrated in all sports, but they're there, and I think it's important to the players. So anything that's a distraction to the players, that's my job to remove. So my process is very simple. The dressing room is the sanctity of the players, so it's their vote. Really, they're picking their leaders, so they have a better pulse of it than I do. It's easy for me or my staff to say, well, so-and-so's the leader, but if that's not reflected in the players' eyes, then it's really meaningless. So we had a simple player vote, and the guys that have the letters now are who the guys chose.
Nolan Glukowski is the team captain. I guess what you've seen from him so far.
Well, I like Nolan, the way he plays. He's very competitive. His great work ethic, and he cares about his teammates, and that's three big factors for leadership in my eyes.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I was just going to ask about, you know, I think some leadership that you're also getting, not only kind of the tough play that he has, but Joel, you know, scoring four goals the other night, setting the record that Doug alluded to earlier. Talk a little bit about what he brings and obviously the run that he's on right now, one of the reasons why your offense is clicking pretty well.
Well, you alluded to earlier, but a guy getting hot, whether it's a goaltender or a three-point shooter, it's the same thing with a scorer. And Joel was hot the other night, so we rode him. We rode that line. And we've been toying with a lot of different combinations to try to come up with some offensive production because it's very simple. If we don't score some goals, it's going to be tough to win games. You can't win every game 1-0. So we put Horn on the right side with, obviously, Joel and Gammas, and they seem to have some chemistry. And Joel has to be an offensive producer for us to be a good hockey team. And his next challenge now is to be consistent. And now we know he's going to be facing the top D pairing and the top checking line of the other team, starting right tonight in Omaha. But, you know, he's a hybrid player. He's big. He can play a big man's game, but he's got the finesse to play a small man's game, too. So he should be difficult to shut down, and it's a nice bonus for us to have that type of body.
We're talking with Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton. They'll be at Omaha tonight, then host Youngstown Friday night and Saturday afternoon. You weren't sure when we last spoke. You had just been introduced as the coach. You weren't sure of exactly what you had had to work with. You've made a couple of trades. You've made some changes. One of the things that I guess stood out to me is one of the players that's no longer with us was looked at as maybe one of the most physical players on the team. So what do you think you have, and what have these changes tried to do to make the team like you want?
Well, after an initial assessment, I didn't think we were quick enough to play the style that I wanted to play. We want to be aggressive, and we want to be an in-your-face team. But in today's game, if you can't move at high speed, you can't get there to be aggressive. And if you're a little bit late to the party, it leads to a lot of penalties. And that was the one thing I thought this team had taken far too many penalties because of that. The spirit was willing, but sometimes our feet didn't allow us to get there. So we made the decision to get a little bit younger. And the second part of the equation is we thought we needed a centerman to allow us to move Horn to the wing. So we brought in Nolan Abel, a young kid off of our list. He's a 97, but he's a natural offensive producer. He's a smaller guy, but the game comes pretty easy to him. He's a great skater. He adds more speed. So he makes us more offensive, and he makes us quicker. It was two of the things that we needed to address.
And also the trade for Patrick Curry. Talk a little bit about what he brings to you guys as well. And he's a younger player, too, because he's going to Kearney High.
Well, exactly. It's the two things we keep going back to. It's youth. Three things, I guess. Youth, speed, and offense. I mean, Patrick's the leading scorer of the Springfield team that we picked him up from. He's a 96, so he's going to be part of our program for a few years. And we just think he fits the mold of the team that we're trying to build a little bit better.
Tonight you go to Omaha. How much do you know about your opposition, and is that a hindrance, not maybe knowing as much as being through the gamut a year or two or even at least once this year?
Well, I think the fact that we played them back-to-back recently helps immensely. And I think my staff's done a great job. J.B. Bittner, Eric Large, and Eric Blaze are very well detailed and very well prepared. So I've had a number of reports. And then the beauty of video now, there's not a lot of secrets from anybody. So I've watched a lot of their games. And they're an impressive team just because they do the basics very well. They're a very well-structured team, well-coached team, very committed to the defensive side of the puck. And they don't necessarily wow you. Even that top line, as dynamic as they are, they just play the game the right way. They're not making a lot of fancy moves. They just stick with their program. And again, you have to match patience, poise, and structure.
How much freedom have you kind of given these guys to say, I just looking for the growth and the development? Let's not worry so much about, obviously, they're keeping score, so you want to win every game. Absolutely. But are you kind of looking more long-term picture? Have you kind of told them that? Or is it, let's try to get this record back where we want it to be?
We've tried to avoid talking much about the record. It is what it is. I mean, we have a deep hole, but there's so much hockey left that I don't want to start focusing on, hey, you know, we have to win four of the next five. Because if you don't win four of the next five, there's a hell of a lot of games left to play.
Yeah.
So we're trying to really, you hear coaches talk about it all the time, and it's cliched, but we're talking about the process. We want to get better every day, and we want to start playing what I consider our type of game. And that's kind of an ever-evolving definition, but we continue to hamper away on some of the basics and then to build on that.
Well, obviously, you're talking about speed and skill, and I don't want to call it necessarily finesse, because obviously a lot of power can come from that as well. But kind of where are you in terms of developing what you want to do? Do you almost have to have that whole training camp, a new draft, and that sort of thing for this to really be your team?
I think that would be determined down the road. I don't want to write this year off by any stretch, and I think that's why we've tried to change on the fly, so to speak. And transactions are part of the business and part of the game. And I think coming in, every coach has a different philosophy. And it's usually not polar opposites. There's minor tweaks to it. But again, I wanted us to get a little bit more quicker, a little bit more offensive dynamic to our team. And again, I think if you look at our sheer numbers, we've cut our goals against down dramatically. We've started to cut the shots against down. Now we have to increase the offense in order to win games. So I think we can do both. I think we've kind of tailored the roster in-house. We've made a couple moves. There could be a couple more before the deadline in the future. But our sights are set on the short term right now and trying to get us up to speed immediately.
Another minute here with Jim Holton before they get the old bus loaded up and head down the interstate to Omaha for their final road game before Christmas, because then they'll have the next week and a half off, report back on the 26th, I believe you said. I guess a question, and I'm sure as the new head coach, you'll have to be a little careful how you answer this. The Storm has struggled in recent years, and everybody knows that. But you look at a team like Omaha, who sits at 19-3-2, and I guess the question is, Omaha was down and made a coaching change, made a couple of coaching changes here in the last couple of years. How does an organization in the USHL, in your opinion, turn it around so quickly, and what will you be doing, and what will owner Kirk Brooks be trying to do to make that turnaround for the Storm, since it hasn't caught on, I guess, in the last few years?
Well, to me, you're as good as your people, and your talent level has to be high. This is an extremely talented league, so you can't have any misses in your draft. I think your futures is extremely important, and then your acquisitions, whether it be through trade, whether it be bringing people off your list, you can't have many misses. It's a game of errors. There's going to be mistakes, but in your scouting, in your player assessment and in your roster building, you really can't make many mistakes. And I think that's what happens in a lot of cases at every league, even the National Hockey League. You look at a team like Columbus, for example. You know, they've had a lot of high picks, but some of them haven't panned out. Yeah. And it is a numbers game, but the teams that succeed cash in on those opportunities. The ones that seem to struggle have probably failed in some of those.
And that's one of those things people don't really look at is your recruiting and going out there and that scouting that you do. Are there some changes that you guys been able to implement to try to improve the scouting, to improve finding out what's out there and who's available to you?
I don't think you have to make any change, but I think it has to come firm direction from the top, and that's my job coming in. Is I kind of have to set the mandate for the organization, obviously in consult with Mr. Brooks, but if I'm going to be the coach, then there's a certain style that I want, so certain players have to fit into that. So there'll be attributes, and that's what I'll say to their assistant coaches that are out scouting, to Steve Lowe, our director of player personnel, is that here's the attributes that I'm looking for in players. So again, it's not just a talent trap. It's not just a matter of going to get the fastest guy, the biggest guy. You know, it's a combination of things. It's heart, it's character, it's hockey smarts, it's savvy. And you try to build those things, and again, and minimize your mistakes. But I think it's like anything. There has to be direction from the top, and then everything else falls into place. Without direction, you're just kind of a kite in the wind, and you're subject to a lot of different changes.
And Jim, you kind of touched on this, where you don't want to say, yeah, we need to win this weekend, but Youngstown is struggling as well. There's definitely a chance with playing back-to-back games to send the kids to Christmas with a lot better feeling if you can get a couple of wins, if not maybe 1-0-1 or something like that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think starting right tonight, we have to build on the success and the good feeling that we had in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids is a very good team. We know going into Omaha, they're at the top of the pile. But we also played them back-to-back and lost two games in the last 30 seconds. So we know in our heart of hearts that we can play with this team. Now it's a matter of going in and proving it. So again, build on tonight, head into it. I mean, our goal is to win out before the Christmas break. But you're right, we do have to start making up some ground. But I think as we talked about, it's that fine line as a coach between putting too much emphasis on the final result as opposed to the process. And I'm a big process guy, and I liked our energy. It was amazing just getting that win Saturday night. Fueled us into two great practices because the kids believe all of a sudden now we're scoring some goals in practice because their confidence is high. They're believing it. Now we have to make sure that there's no step backwards, that we continue to climb the mountain.
Well, you kind of led me into what I want to ask. I mean, you look these guys in the eye before they hit the ice out there, and they had a couple of frustrating. They played really well against the Lancers, lost a couple of heartbreakers to them. What do you see when you see in the eyes? Do you see that determination, or do they kind of feel like they're kind of got their dauber down a little bit?
Well, I've saw the full gamut, to be honest with you, since they've taken over. And I thought early on, the second we got down, and we could see it even in the Cedar Rapids game, we have a 3-0 lead. They score 3-1, and it's a feeling of doom. You can feel it on the bench. And all of a sudden, before we knew it, it was 3-3. We called a timeout, had everybody look at the clock. There's half a game left here. Doesn't matter how we got here. Doesn't matter what happens. We need to focus on what's moving ahead. And we did. And I think we slowly build that resilience when we have some success. So again, tonight, now we have a building point because, again, it would have been easy for us. 2 weeks ago, we would have folded that tent in Cedar Rapids and probably lost the game 6-3, 7-3. Instead, we faced adversity. We got back on our game, on our system, ended up getting a win. Now we need to go back and prove to Omaha that we can do the same thing.
All right, Jim, we'll let you get back to your day. Wish you the best of luck tonight against Omaha and see if we can get some fans out there this weekend to watch the Youngstown matches.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Really looking forward to two more here on home ice. Probably the best rink in the entire league in my eyes.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
It's fun times, folks. Check them out. Storm is at home. And again, Saturday afternoon, a little matinee so you can catch hockey, you can catch the bull riding, you can catch your basketball, your wrestle, whatever's going on. Try to make some time to catch some Storm hockey. And we'll be talking with Coach Holton again throughout the season. Right now, we'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home.
And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
You want action. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR.
Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, Best Western Plus, and H&H Distributing. Tickets available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 14th.
Thursday night, it's a matchup of AFC West rivals as the Denver Broncos host the San Diego Chargers. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Denver for all the action. Can Peyton Manning and the Broncos get one step closer to back-to-back division titles? Or will the Chargers find a way to slow down the league's highest-scoring team? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This thing's down here, the devil himself wouldn't do. Just remember when you let it all go, what happened down in Mexico. Stays in Mexico.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's give away a pair of tickets to Saturday night's PBR Midway Challenge at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. It's underway about 7:30, all kinds of good stuff at the PBR. All you have to do is answer our trivia question at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. I think this is an easy question. How many of those 16 teams are out of the Big Ten? How many Big Ten volleyball teams are still playing in the NCAA tournament? First correct caller will pick up a pair of tickets to the PBR at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's going on this Saturday night, 7:30. At the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Again, Friday, we're going to be on the road at Fast Phil's Plaza, talking for a couple of hours, getting you ready for the Army-Navy game, talking about our bowl bonanza that's going to be coming up. And we've got more details coming up on that here, which will start with bowl games right after Christmas. But we've got some nice prizes that we're going to be giving away and a whole lot more. But join us Friday. The Nebraska Lottery is going to be on hand. All kinds of gifts and giveaways and really cool, cool stuff that you can't get anywhere else. And it's all for just stopping by on Friday for the Doug and Daddy Show between 11 and 1 at Fast Phil's here in Kearney.
Hey, well, guarantee the lottery will guarantee that you have the opportunity to win $400 million. They won't guarantee you actually win it, but the Mega Millions is kind of getting up there. It cracks me up whenever I see those stories about the big lotteries and people are standing in line for hours and hours and hours. What you got, like, three lottery outlets in the state of California? What's the deal? I mean, I've never really understood that. I guess it's one of the reasons I love living in Nebraska is, like, I'm not in line for anything. If I am in line for more than 10 minutes, I complain about it.
Congratulations to Tim and Axtell. He knew that there were 7 of the 16 teams remaining in the NCAA tournament out of the Big Ten Conference. Nebraska, of course, one of those, and they will play San Diego Friday night at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, 5 and 7 o'clock at the scheduled time.
And they didn't put all those in the same region. All right, Division II volleyball, please pay attention to that. You didn't put all of them in that one conference in the same region, did you? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's good to break that up. Just some advice. Just a thought for you.
No surprise, another great gala last night for the College Football Hall of Fame and all the ceremonies that went on, plus the Campbell Award to college football's premier scholar-athlete. No surprise, John Urschel from Penn State, who we have had here a couple of times on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the winner. A couple of other sports notes. Amon Green is going into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Nebraska picks up another commit, actually decommitting from Wisconsin to come to Nebraska. Joe Keel says he wants to play with Randy Gregory. He is a defensive end out of Highland, Kansas Community College.
And Bo Pelini's speech introducing Tommy Frazier was outstanding in the College Football Hall of Fame Oh, wait, they didn't do that. He wouldn't have done that, would he? That's my bad. I think I got that wrong. My bad. Let me correct that. I apologize.
How many times? Hastings College, congratulations. The men and women continue to win. The men, we're kind of checking on this. My voice of the Broncos, Mike Will, is trying to find out the last time Hastings was ranked this high. The men are sixth in the country after their 10-1 start. The women are up to number 16. That's a six-spot leap this week. They also have the GPAC Players of the Week, Brady Lohman of Hastings College Men, and for the second straight week, Jamie Van Kirk for the women. They'll play at Dort on Saturday.
How good was that Bill Gavers hire, huh? How good was that for Hastings College basketball? What do you think?
I don't know. I like Coach Gavers.
I think
Coach Creech also left it in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. I mean, there was some stuff to build on there. But, again, I always kind of feel with coaches you can do more harm than good in a lot of ways, you know. And so every time you see a really good basketball team, I always kind of think at the very minimum, Coach got out of the way and didn't interfere with things. But I think Coach Gavers is doing a great job. He's very busy. I see him at a lot of basketball games around here trying to do a lot of recruiting. I don't think he spends too many nights at home. Of course, Coach Creech didn't either, which is one reason why they've got some pretty good talent.
That's why you coach, right? So you have to stay at home.
No, that's why I do play by play.
There were a couple of scores last night that are very concerning on the high school basketball front. 14-11 final.
Yeah. What game was that? I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, that was one a little bit east of here.
Okay. 14-11. That is wow. You know, there's talk that some people want to have a shot clock in basketball. That is not helping my opposition to that, because I'm not a big fan of that somewhat artificial rule, to be honest with you. But when it's 14-11, somebody's sitting on a basketball somewhere, aren't they? You got
to
think.
And I do have to bring this up, because I can't believe that this would be true or it would have been blasted all over the place by now. This has to be a misprint. But one of the services had a shutout in boys basketball last night of 79-0.
Yeah, that can't be.
They had Oberlin, Kansas over Dundee County, 79-0. There's no way that that's possible.
No, if
anybody knows about that, let us know.
Yeah.
Down there at the Cattle Trail Tournament in McCook.
That can't be right. No. I think I would have heard about that.
I think everybody would have heard about that. But it's actually on the NSAA website.
Again, there's got to be a typo there. There's no way. There's no way one team scores that much. I mean, a 10-0 final could happen. That would be awful. But one of those hold the ball games, but it's 79 points. The other team's going to get a layup somewhere.
Folks, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's Sunday, whether it's Monday night, whenever there is something on to watch, or whether you just want to have a good meal or hang out with your friends and enjoy your favorite beverage, you can head on down to Cunningham's, where every bowl game is on, every NFL game is on, every playoff game is on. You can watch NBA and college basketball. It's all there for you. And you can slide in anytime for lunch, middle of the afternoon, or an evening meal. Create your own masterpiece. They've got a menu full of great choices, from pizza to great burgers, a vast array of sandwiches, the best selection of sides anywhere around, and of course great appetizers like the Husker ribs or Journal bites. There's so much there for you. And if you have a cell phone, pick it up and text Ham's Offer. That's Ham's Offer in the text box, and send it to 90210, and you'll receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up. Live it up a little at Cunningham's, Journal, and The Loft for lunch, weekend entertainment, and a good time, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Da-da-da! Da-da-da-da-da! That's it. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Coming up in just a little bit, a couple minutes, we'll find out if UNK is getting some of those bids. That'd be awesome.
Yep, their Division II is handing out national championship bids, Lopers and regionals. Lopers are up for national wrestling and volleyball. There's no way they don't get one of the wrestling, okay? Let's see if they can get volleyball.
Best attendance in the history of the event. You might want to bring it back there.
And you might want to give it to them all 3 years. There you go. We want to thank Jim Holton, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. We want to thank Brady Bonzel, UNK track and cross country coach, for joining us today. Tomorrow, Monty Kratzenstein will slide in as a co-host. We'll get his thoughts on the Nebraska football season. He's always got some thoughts as an ex-player. We'll talk to Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. If you're lucky enough to still be in the playoffs, maybe he can give us a weather forecast so we know when to not play guys in the snow. We'll be at the Kearney Country Club for the Winter Sports Luncheon, where UNK Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches will be on hand. Randy, have a good one.
Hey, take care. Bye.
More PBR tickets tomorrow as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great day, everyone. Go Wednesday. Woo-hoo! Hump day!
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!